You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thugga. I did a lot. I'm telling you, he says volcano. I'm telling you, he says. Living like a volcano. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final hour of the show. We are already late, so stop distracting me with your dashing good looks in the back there, Jimmy. I'm attempting to focus, all right? Let's go ahead and give you some quick headlines because we've got Alex Donald coming up. These headlines are brought by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral Volkswagen, buckle up. No one sells for less. And I mean no one. These are some headlines that we have not had a chance to get to. So we're going to go ahead and give you guys some rapid fire headlines here. JJ Redick has been extended by the Lakers. We all know our boy Tobin would hate that. How do you guys feel about that? Think he deserves it?
Deserves. I don't know.
But yeah, no one cares.
Like, I don't really care. At the same time, I'm not shocked either.
Yeah, I'm not shocked either, but I think he needs to start digging in his butt, twin. You just drop it.
I really like it. I'm not gonna lie.
It's better than Skippity Toilet or whatever.
It's so much better than Skippity Toilet.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, to diffuse a situation, you're in an argument. You know what? Yeah. Start digging in your butt, twin.
Look, sometimes life kicks you, and you just gotta start digging in your butt, twin. But anyway, if you're just catching us, that is a phrase that kids say. Please don't think that I'm just saying random things. I apologize. Someone just got in their car right now. I was like, what the hell is going on? The Marlins yesterday lost to the Phillies, but that's okay because they have a chance to play spoiler to the Mets. Series with the Mets takes place today. They're five games below 500. They're not going to make it, but that's fine. The Marlins still have a chance to play spoiler 7-10 today. Keep an eye out for that. That will be at Lone Depot Park. Tom Brady denies that he got $75 million for a flag football game. Did you guys hear that story?
We heard the other one about him cheating with the Raiders and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatever. He's doing
I haven't heard the 75
Like, I ain't getting accused of more things, huh?
He's
just so morally correct.
Ethical.
An ethical man.
I disagree. No, I'm kidding.
we all did. That's
obviously. We know that obviously Tom Brady is a weasel, but I cannot blame him if what I heard was true. Ends up happening. He was there's a Fanatics flag football game going on in Saudi Arabia, and rumor on the street is Tom Brady was offered $75 million for one game of flag football. That was a word on the streets, and Tom Brady responds and says, are we just picking numbers out of a hat and reporting them? While we're breaking news, Elvis is doing the halftime show and Babe Ruth is going to sign some autographs for fans.
Sweet.
Who cares about facts?
So
right?
Now he's and coming for the dead? Like, what's going on?
You know, what are we doing? What's going on, Tom? Tommy boy? Thomas? Little much there, bucko. Anywho, apparently
they're digging in their what?
Digging in their butt, twin. In addition to the one to talk about digging in the butt, twin, Sean Alexander welcomes his 14th child. Hey,
wow.
That guy is getting sendy, if you know what I'm talking about.
Stop.
Hey, listen. 14 children? That's Leroy. Sean Alexander welcomes his 14th child, and I think that he potentially is getting sendy. Would you agree to that?
He getting jiggy. I don't know about sendy.
He's digging in that butt, twin.
You know what? Don't even finish that.
One more.
I know where you're going at.
That was good. That was good, Big. That was good. One more before we hit a break and get back with Alex Dono. Oregon. They've done it again, baby. They have done it again. They're debuting. It's Mummy Duck Unis on the road this weekend versus Penn State. Check out that mummy shiesty. We got mummy wrap on the arm sleeves there. And if you can see the detail on the actual duck itself, we got ourselves a mummy Oregon duck. Do you guys like this? Do you think it's too much? Are you over Oregon?
Hey, is there anybody that does uniforms like Oregon?
No.
No.
And so whatever they come out with, I'm always interested because they were basically the OGs, right? They were the OGs of just doing every different kind of uniform possible. So
this is cool, though. This is so cool.
No, it's really cool. I'm usually a hater of like alternative uniforms, but those are cool.
Speaking of alternative uniforms, we all know what we're expecting on Monday. You guys interested in seeing those pitch blue uniforms?
No.
Not really.
Why?
I like them. You know,
here's the problem.
Because
I don't like, just make them blue.
Agreed.
Or make them black.
What are you talking about? What? I just heard something about blue. I didn't really know what we were discussing. Okay.
I think there was a glitch on Twitch. Not Twitch, sorry. On stream.
Glitch on Twitch sounds cooler, though.
You know, for somebody who's supposed to be, to be here.
It wasn't me!
You are the first person to laugh the longest and the loudest.
Leroy, it wasn't me.
It's painful. It's painful. What it she hurts. Does to us, Leroy, it hurts. It hurts, you know. It hurts.
It hurts.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Alex Dono of Locked On Canes will be joining us. I'm blue.
I'm talking about Frog Boy. You come once a week and that's what you do?
Trolling. Hey. He's out here digging in his...
Hey! Can't use my own words against me? All right, let's get Sendy with Alex Dono when we come back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. A little bit of congratulations there coming in. And congratulations to this man who is about to join us because he has skyrocketed to the top of Hurricanes Media. The guy who knows anything Hurricanes related is a man who is going to join us on our guest line, which is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Alex Dono of Locked On Canes and much, much more joining us here. Dono, how the heck are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. Miami's 4-0, and I get to just relax this weekend and watch a bunch of other teams play college football, which is always nice when you can get a little break.
Isn't that a good week off, though? Because usually you're either paying attention on your phone or looking at the scoreboard in the stadium.
Yeah.
Because in the stadium, do they only show ACC? They go top 25 ACC, right?
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I'm in the press box usually, so I'll have like the scoreboard page open on my computer, but I'm obviously like I'm missing like the actual games because I'm trying to pay attention to Miami, and it's tough. And then I try to want to watch like as many condensed games and highlights as I can. But it's nice not only for me to get a week off, Leroy, but I think it's a good time for Miami. I like this bye week. The one that comes again in 2 weeks, I don't like that one. I'd like to have them spread out a little bit. The second one to be a little bit later on in the season. But I think this one comes at a really good time because, you know, Miami's played a couple tough games already, physical games. You know, Florida State is on the other side of this bye week. It gives more time for Miami to prepare for the Gus Malzahn offense that looks really good so far at FSU. So as far as like timing for the first bye week, not just for me and my selfish reasons, I think for the entire team, it's pretty good.
If you had to, the way I look at it, there's a couple of things that are really noticeable about this team. One, the defense was bad because last year, because their star player was hurt and he was playing banged up for most of the year. And I don't think a lot of people realized, I didn't realize how hurt he was until I saw the beginning of this year, right? And then realize, oh, he's that guy, right? But they've added a lot of, you know, power and up front on the defensive line. Offensively, I don't know if they're better, but all we talked about was all of the lost wide receivers. And I would say that the receiving corps is better, more explosive. So that's two areas where you didn't know how the season was going to start. And then they come into this season and you go, wow. So maybe your quarterback is not a Heisman Trophy winner. Okay. But guess what? You got a lot of young talent at wide receiver, running back, right? That seems to be better than what you had last year.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree with you. Like the offense this year, they're not going to put up numbers like Cam Ward did last year. It's just that was like a generational thing. How many points and how many yards they put up last year. But I think like the offense can be better in certain ways. And I know you know this better than anybody, Leroy, being a former running back. I think the offense is more balanced this year. And, you know, the offensive line, which is most of the same personnel from last year, but, you know, the guys that they had from last year are, you know, a year older and better. And I think the running game is also has more potential this year when you can add a guy like Marty Brown to it. And, you know, we've not really even seen Jordan Lyle. At some point, he's going to be back, hopefully next week. Mark Fletcher's been doing an incredible job. So I think having a more balanced offense it helps out your defense a lot. I think the defense is better anyway, but when your offense is capable, we've seen it already a couple times this year, of when you're playing with a lead and you can go on a 7.5, 8 minute long drive to not only then score points, but to take all that valuable time away from your opponent. And Miami, for the most part, has been dominant in time of possession so far this year. That just wasn't, that wasn't their identity last year. And like not having that last year kind of allowed you to expose your bad defense to make them look even worse than they were. Like when Miami was up, we all remember when they were up 21-0 against Syracuse. And yeah, it was super early in the game when they were up 21-0. And then the offense just couldn't take enough time away from Syracuse's offense to hold on to that lead. So I think they're less likely to run into situations like that this year.
Can we just have Mario Cristobal, he don't have to coach, right? But can he please come build the offensive defensive line so people know, like, where you start building a football team?
Yeah.
Can he do that for the Dolphins?
I mean, they want to hire
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why the Dolphins don't understand that every successful team in NFL was built that way.
Yeah.
And they built it outside in.
Yeah, the Dolphins built a track team, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we also need guys to block. I forgot about that, but, hey, we got all this speed here.
Donald, Leroy mentioned the wide receiving core, which I think is probably the deepest we've had since, you know, early 2000s for sure. Because I saw like a very underwhelming YouTube video the other day that showed me like the top five Hurricanes wide receivers of 2010s, and God bless them. They're great players, but it was like,
God bless whoever made a video about that. Like that's
it was like Alan Hearns and Stacy Coley, and I'm like, you know, they're decent players, but like, you know, you look at someone like a Malachi Toney or the catches that CJ Daniels has had, and you're like, wow, these guys are legit. But one thing I want to ask is, we haven't really utilized a weapon that I've kind of been waiting on in Elijah Lofton. And I know you recently talked with Larry Bluestein, who had an interesting take on Mr. Lofton. Should I be worried about the lack of production, or is his breakout game right around the corner?
I mean, I think he already had, like, I'm not going to call it a breakout game, but just compared to what he'd done in the previous three games, like,
yeah.
He kind of broke out against Florida, you know, and the entire passing game was not that good against the Gators. But like Lofton had, I think it was 4 catches for 43 yards. And at least 2 or 3 of those were like big first downs that he, you know, when the offense wasn't doing so well, that he helped them convert. So I think it's like it's starting to happen. I have suspected, and again, I'm only speaking for me. This is just my opinion watching the first few games. I kind of wonder if like Lofton has been working his way back from something like a minor injury. Cause it's a little bit, and he's like, he's played and he's been blocking well, but he's been, you know, virtually non-existent in the passing game until last week. So I hope we're starting to see it. I think we really need it because, you know, Alex Bauman has not been that great so far. There were a couple moments, the other tight end, there were a couple moments in the Florida game where it's like, does he know that he's an eligible receiver on that play? Like he's not looking and the ball just kind of flies over his head.
That was so strange.
Yeah.
I saw that. He was like blocking and I'm like, what are you doing? It's so strange.
It's like, this one's not a running play, dude. So hopefully they can fix whatever those miscommunications were about. But I really think Lofton is a guy who should play a really important role. Cause Marcos, it's one of those things where what we've seen on the field for the first 4 games just doesn't match what I've seen in practice. Like in the, you know, the limited media viewing periods, Lofton is like, he's always really involved and he's always making plays. And, you know, usually the guys who make plays in practice do it in games like that. That's been the case for Malachi Toney. I mean, Toney was maybe the most consistent receiver in practice, which felt crazy because he just turned 18 like a week ago. He was 17 years old during fall camp. It's like, this guy's really good. You know, another one like Josh Moore, he kind of broke out. He broke out in the South Florida game. But Josh Moore to me is a guy who like practices consistently better than we've seen through 4 games. So I think we'll see like more of him moving forward. But yeah, as far as like Elijah Lofton, like what the first 4 games doesn't really match what he does in practice. So I think the best is probably yet to come there.
So looking forward to next week and that offensive juggernaut. Like they flipped it around ever since, you know, they lost
the quarterback, and you know, since he left or whatever, and they found a way to retool and find an offense that works. If the defensive line doesn't get there from Miami, how are we feeling about the secondary? Because they've never been kind of pressured. They've never been tested to this point, and that was a big question going into the season. And I've always said, you got a good pass rush, the secondary don't have to be great. Right. But there's going to come a time when you play some of those teams that probably throw a lot of different things at you that you're going to have to provide some resistance in the secondary. How are we feeling about if that is next week?
Yeah, that's a question I don't have a great answer for, but I'll try my best, because you characterized it right, that like four games in, they haven't been like tested so much in the back end that I feel like, and like the numbers have been great, like in terms of the yardage Miami's been giving up and the points they've been giving up. Like you can say the defense has done an A-plus job, but like you said, so much of it has been the pass rush just setting the tone for the rest of it. And I think you're going to get tested one way or another by Tommy Castellanos, because he's a threat to run the football. So Miami's going to want to try to, you know, force him to be more of a pocket passer. He's had a lot of success throwing deep balls. Like, I haven't seen as much of the intermediate stuff from Florida State, but he's hit some deep plays. Mm-hmm. And Florida State has some really good receivers. Like, in one of their most dangerous players, Mekhi Dansey, is one of the fastest players in college football. He's also their leading rusher so far. So they're going to try to get him involved in the running game as well. And Squirrel White, who'd been injured, but I think he's healthy now, and Deuce Robinson. So like Florida State has some players that can test Miami's defensive backs downfield now. But Leroy, to answer the question as best as I can, I have every reason to feel like the defensive backs are a lot better than they were collectively last year. You know, one guy who I was thinking about this the other day, I haven't really said his name or heard his name a whole lot because quarterbacks just aren't throwing in his direction, is Xavier Lucas, you know, the transfer cornerback from Wisconsin. Like, they're just not throwing at him. And I would assume he's been really good in coverage is part of the reason why. OJ Frederick has done a good job. I think the safeties have done a good job, especially Jacoby Thomas, who, you know, more so is a hitter and a run stopper. You know, I think he can cover as well, but he's a really good player in run support, had a sack last week, and Zechariah Poyser's done a pretty good job at safety. So, I mean, I think the secondary is a lot better than last year, but, you know, to your point, they haven't just consistently been tested a whole lot because the pass rush has been so dominant that it's just not been an issue yet.
I got to tell you, that is probably one of the most impressive things, is that those two outside guys, you very rarely find two guys like that. Usually, you know, even in Michigan's case, they had two inside guys, right? And Graham and Grant, right? They had two inside guys, not outside guys. And like, but the way they control the game all over the field, I've never seen a DN or rush in cover so much ground on the football field built like he is. That's been the most impressive thing for me.
Yeah, and I spoke with Dalton Wasserman from Pro Football Focus yesterday. We talked a lot about Reuben Bain, and like he reminded me that not only is Bain right now the highest graded player in the entire country by PFF's metrics, but like his run stopping grades are like as good as his pass rushing grade so far. So he's a multi-tooled weapon on your defensive line that he also, you know, he can stop runs like a top defensive tackle. He can rush the passer like a top edge rusher. So that's something else that stands out about him. And then, of course, the other guy is Akeem Mezidor, who is like, he's having a superb season. And I think he's the seventh graded pass rusher in the country, which is, you know, out of the entire country, it's pretty darn high. And it's like, if he was playing on any other team where he's not sharing the spotlight with Reuben Bain, he would probably get talked about a lot more than he is. And for Bain to have a guy like Mezidor on the other side, you can't like exclusively double team Bain all game. Otherwise, Mezidor is going to hurt you. So the two of those guys make each other better.
Is like on Sunday, this is a weird thing for me because he's not necessarily a defensive end, and he's a little big to play linebacker. Like, where do you think, like, they just make him a linebacker and do a lot of things like they do with rush ends now?
Who, Mesidor?
No. Bane. I mean, 6'3", yeah. 275. He's, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't really thought that far ahead with him, but I assume that they expect the team to have a clear idea of how to use him, because he's, I mean, you know, it's early in the season, but he keeps showing up like as a top pick or a top three pick in like all the NFL mock drafts. So I mean, right. I think he's most comfortable playing on the end. So it you know, probably would end up him getting into the right defensive scheme, I guess.
Right. All right. I was just curious because he's yeah. Like, he's one of those guys that he might be too big, but he plays all over the field. So he might be too big to play linebacker, too small to play DN.
I think he's definitely too big to play linebacker. So I think we could probably agree on that. But yeah, because he dropped weight from last year, but he's still around 270, 275. And that was because he thought he played too heavy last year, around 290 plus. So he dropped weight to get faster.
Okay.
Donald, I know you are the Canes guy, but I would hate if I didn't ask your opinion on the breaking news today at a Sunrise.
Oh no, yeah.
Barkey.
Oh, awful.
Out for the season. How will this affect the team, and do you have any early favorites on who you think the Panthers will pursue in order to attempt to replace their captain?
To the second end of that question, I have no clue. But as far Connor as McDavid, like, I mean, come on down. You can make that work. You can make that work. But yeah, I mean, just on the surface, like, with a healthy Barkov, obviously, I would consider the Panthers the odds-on favorite to three-peat as champs. But he's such an important part of that. Like, I think they're still really good, even without Barkey. You know, obviously dependent on who they're able to acquire, you know, to fill that role, with him now reportedly being out for the season, Barkov. But I mean, I can't expect them to three-peat now without Barkey. I think they're still a playoff team. I think it's still a team that has shown in recent years that they've usually had the fortune of like having their team pretty much not completely, but mostly healthy for the playoff runs, but still in the regular season, they've been able to grind out big games even when they've had guys injured in the spring. So I still think this team's going to make the playoffs and have an opportunity, but it's hard for me to say that they're going to win another Stanley Cup without Barkov. So it's devastating. It is devastating to see that news today. And I feel bad because I was just talking with a friend of mine the other day who loves the Panthers, and basically saying that, like, you know, I think he said it, not me. So he's the mush that, like, the only thing that can get in this team's way is like a badly timed, like, critical injury. And then, like, the next day, here we are. So it's awful.
What's his name? Who said that?
It was actually.
I'm gonna break his legs, Donald.
It was
his legs.
I don't want to say, because it's I don't want to make public anger go out to this person.
You're a man of honor, Donald.
I almost said it.
We're going to your friend list.
I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah. You hear that, Roy Bellamy?
No. Okay.
Roy.
Well, Donald, I want to say thank you for joining us. I feel bad. Every time Donald is a very busy man, I see him on all platforms. But every time I'm hosting Last Second, I'm always like, Donald, can you join us today by any chance?
And he's I make myself seem like I'm busier than I really am.
That's the whole point. That's how you got to do it. Yeah. That's like, how you get paid. If you tell somebody I got nothing to do, they offer you one amount. If you say, let me see if I can squeeze you in, they're willing to offer more.
Yeah, like when Marcos texted me, seeing if I could come on today, he prefaced it by saying, like, I know you're super busy. Like, I didn't want to write back, like, yeah, I'm all clear. So I've got like an 8-minute window where I'm free. Like, I made it seem like I was super busy, but not as busy as I seem.
Could maybe squeeze you in for a good 8 minutes. Donna,
before we let you go, I want to ask, I know, you know, you becoming a parent was something that was happen, you know, on air. We've been following your cycle. About how old is your son now, if I'm not mistaken? Seven. Okay, so it's probably still not into this stuff. But what I like to do every time I host a show is introduce them to new words that the kids are using, slang that the kids are using. So okay. I want to get your opinion on some of these words here to see if maybe you're familiar with this term. Are you familiar with the term get sendy?
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yo, look at his face.
He had the loading.
All right.
If he was a computer, it'd be like loading.
You're familiar with shotgunning a beer, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to do it.
Well, that's full send. That's what they say. Now, apparently, kids are getting sendy with homework and sandwiches. And they're doing the same thing, but with sandwiches and inanimate objects. It's great.
Really?
I got two more for you. The acronym, this is great, SYBAU. SYBAU. Figgy has it. SYBAU. No, okay.
If you gave me like 2 hours, I couldn't figure that out.
If a Knowles fan is in your face next week, you just tell them SYBAU, and that stands for shut your bleep up. Okay. So, and if your son is saying that to you, it is not a good thing. I want you to know that.
So that's what he's been saying to me all these years.
That's what he's been saying. Now, I got two more for you. This right here, clock it. You ever heard of this one? Clock it.
Maybe. I don't think I'm gonna say no. That one's a maybe, but I'll say no.
Sometimes you're talking Canes, Dono, and I'm just like, preach. Preach. It's essentially like you ever been to or seen a poetry slam where they're snapping after the poem? You know, it's kind of equivalent to that. You never heard of, you know, the poetry thing? They don't clap, they snap.
Does Dono look like does Mr. Like Payne look jazz. Like he's been going to watch at a jazz place watching some listening to some a poem
with some wine.
He's a poet with some wine. My boy's a poet. He wants
just
to know.
Told you shotgun beers.
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I shotgun a beer like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right, now this last one here, Donald. You ever heard of start digging in your butt, twin?
No, I can't say I have.
No, well, listen, these are things that the kids are saying, so you're going to be hearing it, Donald.
Well, what's the context for that one?
No context, sir. Oh. No context. For example, I can use it and it can be a joke, or I can say the Dolphins really need to get tougher up front and really get that 1 yard conversion, and maybe they need to start digging in their butt, twin. And potentially it makes sense, but I don't even think it makes sense then. I just wanted to see if potentially maybe you're up to date with the latest slang, Dono, but I'm glad I've been able to bring you up to date.
Use it for your next podcast.
I'm going to write all these down.
Clock don't worry.
Anyway, I send you my notes.
Yeah, she took notes. We're playing a game. She's taking notes.
Well, Donald, I appreciate you.
Oh, now
joining
you got
us.
You know what you got to do, Jennifer? You got to give us say it in Cuban.
Ooh, like a
not like Spanish, not Spanish, J. Fig. Cuban,
dangerous.
Cuban. No, it's different. It's a different kind of Spanish.
Spanish.
Well, thank you, Dono. I appreciate you joining us. When we come back, we will tell you who or what is dead to us. Dono, have a great weekend, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me. See y'all later.
Take care. More Tobin and Leroy when we come back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I still don't know what song this is. What song is this?
I'm not even going to lie to you. I have no idea.
Hey, you know what? Welcome back to the Tobin Leroy Show. Final segment here. We're going to give you a rapid fire dead to me. I want to thank you guys for joining us because I know I'm going to have to rush my exit. It has been a Frog Boy Friday. Don't worry, Show Pony will be returning next week to give you all things Dolphins, Heat, and much, much more. And so will we because it will be Heat Media Day on Monday. So I'm going to start with my dead to me, and that is none other than Sunday. Sunday is dead to me because the past two Sundays have not had Miami Dolphins football games. And
that's your day off.
A Sunday that I have to watch other people play football and I don't get to watch my team is always like the worst kind of Sundays. So because of that, because they want to play Thursday night and Monday night back to back and rob me of my Sundays, football, you're dead to me. Leroy, who is dead to you?
I'm going to stay along that same path and say doubleheaders on Monday night.
Doubleheader? Like, hey, that's a good
don't
call.
Don't start no damn football game at 7 o'clock.
Hey, that's a
good Ain't nobody ready for football. Ain't nobody ready to receive Monday night football at 7
You're
o'clock.
Dead to me. Bum.
And then tell me there's another game that starts at 10?
Crazy.
Get out of here with that.
You're dead. Good call there. It's a good call.
Doubleheaders on Monday night.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Very for good sure. One. Figgy, who is dead to you?
Several things have been brought to my attention this week. And you know what? I've had enough of it. We spoke today about speaking without knowing the entire backstory. And I'm going to go ahead and quickly say people who make fun of my newsletter are dead to me.
What? You're dead to me.
That's a what?
See?
If you...
even Scooby's mad.
Get your facts before you go ahead and talk garbage about my newsletter. May through August was the entirety of the newsletter, not just May.
Hey, you need me to get somebody?
You're dead to
knuckle sandwiches.
Just give me.
I'm gonna tell them to SYBAU.
Yeah, Pocket
Twins. SYBAU. Okay.
She's a good student. She's a good
student.
Already applying it.
Hey, there we go. Look.
Don't come after my work. Not enough.
Brittany, who or what is dead to you?
Honestly, college football, because I'm so mad that the Canes aren't playing this weekend.
You're dead,
right? It's like
I just know it makes
weekend.
Me upset. I don't like early bye weeks. I do think it's exciting that obviously we have a bye week before FSU, but I'm upset because I can't watch my Canes on Saturday.
Look. That is
a game
fair...
on Saturday.
Exactly.
That's
where
I
love to spend my
Saturdays. Assessment there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for joining us on the world famous Tobin and Leroy Show. Make sure you catch us Monday for Heat Media Day. And that is right. Show Pony will be back in action. We'll be back at full strength. Leroy, Brittany, Figgy, thank you for helping
Bam
your boy out today.
Maybe.
Bam. We'll see. Tyler won't be there. Probably recovering somewhere. But anyway, tune in on Monday as the team is back at full strength. In the meantime, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Shut up, Marco.
But they called it 25? Oh, gross.
Start digging in your butt, twin.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.